Now, I've bought a present with me this morning that hasn't yet been opened. And I was thinking about giving this present to all of you. But then I thought to myself, do you deserve it? Let me see if you deserve it. Would you all mind picking up a blue hymn book? There should be one in front of you. Now, if you answered no to any of my questions, I would like you to put your hymn book down, back where you found it. Once you've put it down, you can't pick it up again. So let's see whether you deserve this Christmas present. There are five questions. This is the first question. Have you smiled at me this year? Have you smiled at me this year? If you haven't, please put your hymn book down. No, I didn't say laugh. I said smile. Second question. Have you been willing to put your hand up in order to answer one of my questions this year? If you haven't been willing to put your hand up and answer one of my questions, will you please put down your hymn book? Question three. Have you wished me a happy Christmas so far this year? If you haven't, there were a lot of hymn books that went down there. Oh, dear. Question four. Have you bought me a mince pie this festive season? If you haven't, will you please put down your hymn book? Question five. Last question. You know, after each service, I stand at the door saying goodbye to people. If you haven't brought me a cup of tea at the end of the service, would you mind please putting your hymn book down? Can you please hold your hymn book in the air if you're still holding on to it? Well, in that case, you have failed the test, and you do not deserve my Christmas present this year. But I'm going to give it to you anyway. You see, this is not a deserved Christmas present. This is not an earned Christmas present. This is a gift of grace. A gift of grace. Who'd like to come and open it for us? I think your hand was up first, Samuel. At least your hand was the first one that I saw. Would you like to open it? And give me the rubbish. And just show everybody what it is, okay? I don't know whether there's enough in there, so I did get another one as well. And maybe after the service, you would like to, with the help of someone else, stand at the door. I don't think maybe that's a good idea just at the moment. And let everybody have a chocky as they leave, all right, just before dinner. So shall I hold on to them just for a second? And then you can do the honours at the end. Grace. A gift of grace. Can we have the first picture, please? Put up on the screen. Let me ask you all a question. What was God's great gift to our world 2,000 years ago? What was God's great gift to our world 2,000 years ago? Jesus. Would you all like to pick up your Bibles and look up a verse and tell me what the Apostle Paul says about God's gift, the Lord Jesus. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. It's on page 1164. That's 1164. Tell me something about God's gift. 1164. Has anyone at the front got an answer? Did I say 1 Corinthians? No, 2 Corinthians. Yeah, I've got it right. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Have any of you got the answer? Peter. That's right. Shall I read that out a bit louder? Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now, if something is indescribable, what is it? You can't describe it. Because it's so wonderful, it's so great. So impressive. Jesus is God's indescribable gift to our world. Now tell me, did we deserve such a gift? No, that's the right answer. That's very good. That was the right answer. Thank you, Kaya. You see, we have not done the things that we should have done. And we've done lots of things that we should not have done. In fact, as a people on earth, we have time and time again done our own thing. We've gone our own way. We haven't gone the way that God would have us go. And therefore, we did not deserve such a gift. Nevertheless, God sent his Son, Jesus, into the world. A gift of grace. And Jesus lived on earth and he went to the cross and he died upon a cross for sin. And the Bible says that it's our sin that separates us from God, that keeps us apart from God. But if we trust in Jesus and believe that he died upon the cross to take away our sins, we can be reconciled to God. Or to put it another way, we can be found at peace with God. Can I ask you to look up a few more verses in the scripture? Colossians and chapter 1. Colossians and chapter 1 and verse 21. Colossians chapter 1, it's on page 1183. 1183. Okay, that's 1183. And it's Colossians and chapter 1. And I'm going to start reading at verse 21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Can we have the last picture, please, Naomi, put up on the screen? I hope that this picture helps to make sense. But you know, Without Jesus, we are separated from God. We're separated from God by our sin. But Jesus came into the world and he died on a cross to pay the price for sin so that all who receive him as their Lord, their King, and their Saviour might be reconciled to God, be found at peace with God and able to enjoy fellowship with him. You know, I was talking to Richard just before the service, and he said that he invited someone from the village to come along this morning, and they said that they've got a better offer. The offer was a fried breakfast. And I know that he was somewhat disappointed by that, because he knows all too well that Jesus is God's indescribable gift. And this person chose a fried breakfast over the Saviour of the world. Isn't that sad? That's really sad. Jesus came into the world to deal with sin so that we who put our trust in him might be reconciled to God now and forever. Some of us have opened lots of really nice presents already this day. Some of us have got more presents still to open. But none of the presents we will open today can compare with God's indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus. My gift to you this morning amounted to a gift of grace. God's gift to us is a gift of grace, the Lord Jesus. But of course it's important that we receive him, because unless we receive him, then we cannot know reconciliation with God. Thank you for listening.